What's up, VKL, Vapor Kings and Queens, all vapors abroad. This is our first podcast. I'm coming to you from the home base. I just want to reach out, talk to people tonight a little bit about, you know, vaping and vaping relationships. I feel that, you know, I don't know how everybody feels about things, but I feel that vaping has changed a lot in my life, has changed a lot in a lot of people's lives, some for the good, some for the bad. I think that, you know, some people take vaping to extremes. And when I say extremes, I'm not really talking about in such a good way. I mean, like, with all the tricks and stuff, which is great. We love them. I love them. I love seeing what people can do with their talent, with the rings and the tricks and stuff that a lot of these big companies do, a lot of people do local. But what I'm talking about is more of when they take it to extremes, as in, you know, are you a part of this group? Are you a part of that group? You know, I know that VKL, Vapor Kings Lounge, we have a group of our own, but we also welcome other groups. We welcome other people. We welcome other shops, other distributors, welcome other, you know, retailers, patrons, customers, and we make them feel like family. And at VKL, you know, we try to draw people in and not just sell products. We want to know who you are. You know, we know when where you came from. We want to know more about you. You know, with that being said, I'll tell you a little bit about me. You know, I was born in 77. I grew up my first couple years in Cincinnati. I was born out of Cincinnati. My mom had a rough father. My mom had a rough husband, which was my father. And when I was young, at a young age, like 3 years old or so, my mother took me away from my father for safety reasons and because of the domestic issue she was dealing with her husband, you know, my father, my biological father. And, you know, met a man and it took real good care of me and my brother and moved us out to Adams County, Ohio. And then, you know, throughout my younger years, you know, me and my brother, we was treated very well. My mother went to medical school. My dad worked at a power plant for 40 plus years. So he was in the power plant business. My mother was in the medical field, and you know, we had a pretty good upbringing. You know, but the choices we made in life were choices that me and my brother shouldn't have chose. We wasn't raised that way. We was not brought up to live the life that we lived. We were just rebels. Me and my brother were rebels. We were people that, you know, just didn't want to listen to rules, didn't want to follow guidelines, you know. And that's a lot of today's society now. They don't want to follow guidelines, don't want to follow rules, things like that. But, you know, truth be told, it's like, we all have a past. We all do things that we shouldn't have done, you know. But that's a little bit about me. And I grew up, went to Manchester High School out in Adams County. I got in trouble. I went to Juvie Hall for a while, you know. But then as I got older, you know, I got more into drugs, which a lot of us have. We all get into drugs. But then, you know, I got with my wife, and now, and she, you know, she is a recovering addict, which now has been clean and sober for years, 6-7 years, and we've been together the whole time. And you know, and she went to college, you know, and got a bachelor's degree. Now she's going for the master's, you know. And the time that she was doing that, it goes back to the relationships. You know, I had nothing to do. I was at home every day, all day. And I met a guy that was vaping. So it got me off the cigarettes. So that's one of the bonuses that got me off the cigarettes. I quit smoking. And then I enjoyed the vaping. And then I thought, well, this could be entertaining. Not only with the tricks, not only with those kind of things, but entertaining. And you know, and so I decided to, you know, I got on social media. I used social media as a relationship builder. And I got on there. I went live 8 o'clock every night, between 8 and 9. But sometimes it carried on to 10, 11 o'clock. Had a group. People started joining, started watching, started doing the feed. I thought, hey, you know, I got a couple extra mods. I got some extra juices. You know, so I started selling them. But then I started having bonds with people. And some of those people are still in my life today. And so when I talk about vaping relationships, we talk about that, you know, there's these people that take it to extremes in their relationships. Like, you know, if you ain't part of us, you ain't part of this group, you know, you're not one of us. You know, if you don't party with us, you don't vape with us, you don't come, you know, buy our products, you know, you're not with us. You know, and I'm one of those guys that, you know, I don't need to buy your products to want to come to your shop, to want to come to your distribution centers to meet you. I mean, I'm good friends with some people. You know, right now I don't want to put them on a podcast, but I'm great friends with people I've never done business with. And they're some of the leading in the industries, you know, but the top people in the industries, a lot of them I am very good friends with, you know. And then you got, you know, shop owners that, you know, that they got their employees working that, you know, they just there to sell products. And yeah, they make you feel welcome. They're nice to you because that's your job. You know, my job is not to be nice to you. My job is to make you feel at home, make you feel welcome, make you feel like you're part of this. So, you know, I carry it outside of my business, outside of my establishment. I take these people that I meet that once I opened a business, an actual brick and mortar store, I met some people. I became so close to these people. They became my family, you know, I treated them with the most respect. They treated me with the most respect, and I got along with them better than I did my brother that I grew up with, you know. And these guys, you know, people that I welcome all my patrons, which, you know, people call them patrons, I call them family. So I use the word patron because some of them just come in and buy things, and they don't sit down and have a conversation with us or with me or with some of my crew members or some of my teammates or, you know, some of my vape family. They don't sit down and have a talk with them. That's okay. But they know they're welcome to at any time. They know they're welcome to come on in, sit down, have a pop, get you some chips, candy, you know, grab your burrito out of the freezer, whatever, you know, microwave you some food, you know, grab something to eat and read the newspaper, watch some TV, hold a conversation with me. Tell me about where you're from. Tell me about who, you know, what your lifestyle was like, you know, how it was for you growing up. So I take these people, all these people that I meet in my life, you know, I take them guys and I welcome to my home. We, you know, when we have get-togethers, VKL get-togethers, or fireworks that we put on for our veterans and for our soldiers at war and for our military, our armed forces, all together. I invite them people to my home. You know, I don't invite them to my shop to just come in and hang out and throw down on the TV. They're welcome to do that too. But I invite them to my home. Come to my house because my casa su casa, you know? You know, you're welcome here. You are family. Not because you buy things from me, because we know each other. We build a relationship. And because of vaping has made me build that relationship. So when I say entertainment and family and vaping, and, you know, it's all one big bundle. You know, I vape, and then I sold vapes, then I met people that bought vapes, then we vape together. You know, we vape together as a team, as a family, as a group, you know, and I find it exciting. So I want to do things exciting. So I wanted to step out of the box. So, you know, so I start building these relationships with people that I've never met. That's why that we go on tour. I call it tour. We go around to all the expos across the country because we want to meet new people, build new relationships. You know, and a lot of retail shops and brick and mortars, they want to get online and buy and click and order this many and click how many. I don't do that. My job's a little difficult, but I would rather talk to the man that's selling me that product. I'd rather, you know, ask him how his day was, how his family's doing. You know, I want to know things about this guy, you know, and it builds a bond between us. So we don't have misunderstandings. We don't, you know, it's a wonderful life when you know that you can communicate together and understand one another. You know, and then I find those people that take it to extremes on the other hand, where I cannot communicate with them. You know, they see what we do, and then they don't agree with some of the things we do. But, you know, and in actuality, I feel like they wish they could have done what I do. And now if they do it, you know, now they're going to be just riding my coattails, per se. You know what I mean? And I don't know if that's a proper term to use, but they're just following my lead now. And, you know, and that's okay. But, you know, the problem is I'm not welcome there. You know, they don't want me to come to their shop. They don't want people from our shops and that wear our logos and things to come to their establishment because, you know, they just don't like what we represent because, you know, we pass out trick or treat, you know, candy to kids at trick or treat. But, you know, at the same time, it's adults. You know, because we walk in parades, because, you know, we support younger kids that doesn't have, you know, pencils and pens and notebooks and you know, and uniforms and you know, backpacks and all that. People look at that because this industry is tough on youth. And I get it. I get that. I totally understand that. But nobody that, you know, they only have bad things to say about those things that we do. But did they ever once say, you know what, Vapor King's Lounge, those people over there, because I'm not just talking about me, I'm talking about all of us. Did they ever once say, well, Vapor King's Lounge is went downtown and helped all these veterans. Vapor King's Lounge went and built a porch on for this elderly, built a wheelchair ramp for this elderly for free. You know, the Vapor King's Lounge, these guys opened their doors for Thanksgiving and fed the county that needed it. Vapor King's Lounge went out here and rented a whole motel and put all the homeless up for Christmas. No, they don't. They don't recognize that. They see it, but they want to only pinpoint the negative things they feel is negative. You know, I'm not here to just help kids. I'm here to help everybody that needs it. Everybody, veterans, the elderly, the kids that need it, you know, the families that need it, you know, the homeless, you know, I mean, we're here to help everybody, but we get that backlash, you know, and that's okay. I'm willing to take that. I'll take the one or two punches for me to get, you know, a couple thank yous, and I don't need those guys to thank me. But I don't need them to downgrade me for the one or two things that we did to help some younger generation. They should applaud us for helping all of the generations. You know, so vaping relationships, that this topic is about, the vaping relationships, is there's good relationships and there's bad relationships. But most vaping relationships, if you're not in that crew and you don't buy their product and you don't shop the same place as they shop, it's very sad to say that the truth be known is that, you know, I'm not welcome, you know. And when I, you know, when we want to go have fun and we want to take it and have excitement in the vaping community, what do? You know, we don't go to these cloud comps in the vape industry to win. We go to have fun. We go to put on a show. You know, my Vaporcorn, my mascot, he goes to put on a show. Who gets on the floor and does a tornado? You know what I mean? You know, my Vaporcorn does it. The Vaporcorn does it. A 43-year-old man gets on the ground, blows smoke, and does it with his toes in a zip-up onesie. Why? For entertainment. And if I'm not mistaken, there's no kid under the age of 18 in any of the shops we've been to when we've done this. We do this for adults, guys. We do it for everybody. But we're thankful that we have the opportunity to do that. You know what I mean? And I wish that everybody would just say, these guys are not bad guys. You know? And it's okay if they don't. You know, some people just don't like competition. And I'm not saying I'm trying to compete with these guys. But I am in the runnings with these guys. This is my business. But I'm here to help. I'm not here to influence. In some aspects, I guess I'm here to influence. I want them to pick up some of what we do and insert it in their daily lives, you know, because let me tell you something. We're here to change lives. We're here to join lives. We're here to save lives. We're here to put smile on people's faces. Because VKL, we want our vaping relationship to be a positive influence for other people. It's all about love and family. That's what it's about. And people say that all the time in this community, and the vaping world and the vaping industry. It's vape family. It's vape family. Even a lot of the social media groups are called family. You know what I mean? But you know, they're not, I mean, have they went to the owner's house and had a cookout? Have they went out with the owner and went to on tour or went to expos with the owners? What has the owners done for his customers per se? What has the owners done for these guys? Sure, he might do it with his employees, but you know, VKL, we'll do it with everybody that walks in our establishment. Cause you guys are family to me. You guys are family to my crew. You're family to all of us. And we want to make sure you feel that we are family. And you know, I'm here to tell you that we love each and everybody. I appreciate all the people that are here wanting to hear what we have to say. And you know, and hopefully we can make an impact on other people's lives. So we'll go in depth next time on the next podcast. We'll go in a little depth, a little further on how maybe we should try to, how can I say, maybe get in there with the rest of the guys. I mean, we've tried, but maybe I've got some ideas on how, if you struggle with that problem and you're a shop owner or you're a customer at another shop, you know, maybe we could touch a little bit on about how maybe you can help them and help us all start to kind of tone it down a little bit and pick up the excitement. You know, don't be hateful to other shop owners, to other distributors, to other, you know, retail shops, you know what I mean? To brick and mortars. You know, maybe you should try to take a couple of them bricks and stack them over and you know, make it touch my building. You know what I mean? Because I'm trying to touch your building. But I do want to thank all my listeners tonight. I know this is a new podcast. I mean, I know there's going to be a few people listening. Hopefully we can share this, get this out there, get a lot more people involved. And, you know, so I think tomorrow night we'll touch on a little bit more about, you know, some more positive influences and how maybe we can insert that into some other shops and some other customers and patrons that, you know, maybe they can kind of, you know, help us out and help anybody, help other shops out. Even if you're from California, you run into some of the same struggles we struggle with. Hey, by all means, reach out to us, talk to us, reach out to me, email me, text, you know, message me, however you got to reach out to me, and we can work together. And but yeah, tomorrow's the podcast. You know, I'll definitely put out, you know, some more about who I am, some more about, you know, how I grew up, some things that kind of intertwined in life. And it's all vaping and family related, because a lot of my life changed when vaping got involved. I mean, you know, believe it or not, I mean, vaping has really, really changed my life. You know, in many, many, many ways. So, you know, with that being said, guys, I just want everybody to know that we all appreciate all of you. And hopefully you appreciate us. So, like I said, one more time, tomorrow night we'll touch more base on some, maybe some insertiveness and how we can kind of communicate a little better with other businesses. And if you have that struggle, hey, talk to me. Talk to me, send me an email, message me, and we'll get you on there, and I'll answer some questions, things like that. So, as I did on all social media sites and how I do everywhere else, guys, I just want you to remember, man, if you see a homeless man, give him a dollar or two, five if you have it, you know, and reach out today. Reach out today and tell somebody you love them, whether it be your mother, your sister, your brother, your cousin, a friend you haven't spoke to in a long time. Reach out and tell them you love them. Just reach out and tell them you love them and make that a goal for today. You know, just, you know, but not just for today, but each and every day, guys, because we are not promised tomorrow. But VKL people, VKL fam, people that ain't VKL, that love to be VKL, we want you to join us. We want you to just be part of our lives. So, hey, we got social media sites. Feel free to get on there. Check out the web. We're going to continue this podcast as long as people want it. So, guys, with that being said, VKL, we all appreciate all of you guys, and we hope to get some appreciation as well. You treat people how you want to be treated, man. With that, I love each and every one of you, and I will see you again tomorrow night. Thanks.